Good.
Conference committee members and for those in the public who are here, we're handing out a comparison of the starting point from when both conference committee sides had met the target that was given to our conference committee to understand a little better where we're at in terms of movement toward the House and movement from the House toward the Senate. And what we find is that the Senate has moved $127.5 million toward the House, and the House has moved $52.9 million toward the Senate. And it's for that reason, not only because it's the House's turn to make an offer to the Senate, but also because of the great difference in movement that we feel that it is important for the Senate to receive an offer from the House before we can make another offer to the House. We also have noticed that on the spreadsheet, the House has an item on here that is a very large item. Called Basic Care Rateable Reductions 3%. It's line 818. We believe that we have some of the items that you have in this number displayed on other lines, and it's hard for us to know how close or far apart we are on those items because we can't see them being displayed in a more broken out fashion. We did yesterday try to figure out, for example, how much of that number is actual permanent hospital rateable reductions. We believe that you're at 30.8 in fiscal year 10 and 11 and 53.3 in fiscal year 12 and 13. In permanent hospital cuts on that line, but we aren't sure. And so we just think if it could get broken out, you know, into hospital and different provider types, then we could see how close or far apart we are on those items. And it might make it a little easier for us to rectify that in the end here. We also have spoken privately with the House about items that we'd like to see the House move toward the Senate on. I don't think it would serve any of us very well to give you a lecture about that here in the conference committee today, but we believe that we are moving toward each other. The Senate, for example, in our offers so far has moved $10 million toward the House on birthing centers, and $7 million toward the House on the health plan reserves. And we believe that we'll be able to make more movement toward you, but at this point, we need to see an offer come from the House. Are there any questions? Representative Huntley?
Well, Madam Chair, just a comment. We have a different list. And what you don't have on here is SSI, and what was the other one? The CHIPRA stuff that we've taken out. So we could argue for 2 weeks about who's gone the furthest, and I don't think that's very productive.
Representative Huntley, this is general fund. General fund is the major thing we need to deal with in this bill. If we can get an agreement on health care access fund before we're done, that's great. If we can't, then our major function here is to get a general fund resolution.
Well, Madam Chair, I guess the House would partially agree with that, but We are very concerned about the reserves because we don't think what you're doing there is legal, and that the Minnesota Management and Budget Office will not accept that. And we have serious differences on the birthing centers. We support it. We've Representative Murphy and Representative Rood are working with people to try to come up with some kind of compromise because we support the idea of that, but we think that those two items, the reserves and the birthing centers, have to be resolved before we really get down to work. And we think if those two are resolved, that we can quickly finish the rest of the bill.
Rep. Son Huntley, we heard you yesterday. We hope that you hear us today. We need a substantial offer. It's your turn to make an offer. The last offer you made to us was $4 million of general fund money. We do not consider that a substantial offer. Do you have any idea when you'd be able to present an offer to us?
I would guess we'll go upstairs and think about it, and it would obviously get the spreadsheet done would take how many hours? Representative Thiessen.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And from my understanding, the House is willing to make an offer, but until we have the context where we're not dealing with something that's fake money, which is the money in the health plan reserves, we're basically negotiating against ourselves. And so if there's a public commitment that we can take those health plan reserves off the table, I think this conference committee can be done in just a few hours.
Representative Thiessen, we understand your objection.
And the OMB's rejection.
Excuse me, I'm speaking. We understand your objection to the health plan reserves. It is not fake money. We have a fiscal note.
And Madam Chair.
And with that, we'll be recessed to call the chair.